so glad that you've joined us this evening. I am Stephanie.
And I'm Julia.
And we are doing a show for you live on Christmas Day. And it, of course, is the Sunday night show. It's unusual to have a show on Sunday nights, period, but Sunday and Christmas is especially rare. So.
Yes, we are awesome.
Right.
Let's just had to
pat
get that
ourselves
out
in
there.
The back yeah. a little bit more. And, of course, Free Talk Live, if you've never heard our show before, welcome. And this is a show where we talk about basically current events and issues that callers bring up, whatever's on your mind. And we do it from a pro-freedom viewpoint. And if you'd like to call in, you can do so at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you are welcome to bring up whatever is on your mind. Now, I did want to recap a little bit for our listeners. In the last hour, we kind of started off talking a little bit about Christmas, because it is Christmas today. And we were soliciting basically stories of bad Christmas gifts from our listeners, you know, if you've ever received a gift that really shows the person doesn't know you at all,
yeah.
or...
And who hasn't?
Oh, yeah, who hasn't? We were talking about this during the break, Julia. Now, you and I, we're both ladies, and both of us, you know, pretty much don't wear makeup. Would you say that's accurate?
That is accurate.
Yeah.
There has not been a bottle of concealer in my possession in 10 years.
Right. I always kind of wonder if I should wear it when I'm on when I'm in a video or something.
If you put it on, you will like instantly want to take it off.
Yeah, oh, it's very uncomfortable.
It feels really uncomfortable when you're not, like, because I kind of slowly weaned off makeup.
Yeah.
So, like, I wore it when I was like 14, right? Because it was like, rite of passage, I'm a girl, and I get makeup. And I wore it, like, the full face and the eyes and stuff. And then I took off the face, and I would just do the eyes, and then slowly it just became no makeup. But I remember once, like, putting on makeup again after not having worn it for a while, and I just felt, like, really covered with something, and it really, like, just, awful.
You begin to realize why people will say things like, oh, I don't go outside without my face on, because it literally is like a mask that covers your entire face.
You know, I think there are some girls who I think do it well. They do it light or whatever, and it makes them look fine. But I think a lot of people look, you know, like just creepy and really fake with it. And I guess I don't understand the phenomenon, right? It's just something I can relate to. I don't understand why you don't think that you look good without it. I mean, is that has to be a learned behavior, right?
I assume it has to, yeah. I mean, what else could it be besides cultural conditioning? And if you look at all the ads that are kind of targeted to play on women's insecurities that they're kind of told to feel by culture, well, you know, your boobs aren't big enough, and your eyes aren't bright enough, and your skin isn't smooth enough, and your lips aren't red enough, right? Because, of course, you want to be attractive because culture tells you that attractiveness is the only good thing about a woman, right?
It's right.
Like, you're not exactly taught to feel valued for other things like your smarts or your excellent conversation skills or other things like that. It's really a lot about appearance with women, especially younger women. And those messages come from everywhere. I mean, they're in movies, they're in music and culture and everywhere. And so I think, and then it's kind of compounded by this advertising that kind of plays on people's insecurities that they absorb from culture. And so the reason I brought this up, Julia, is that, you know, we've both kind of, if you will, freed ourselves from the prison of makeup.
It is really very liberating. I will say that. I definitely have more self-confidence now than I ever did when I wore the makeup.
Gosh. I mean, 30 minutes a day to put your face on?
Oh, yeah. It's actually
That's a
funny.
Huge ball and chain.
At work, they don't believe me, but I wake up at 7, I'm out the door at 7:20.
Yeah.
I shower, and I get dressed, and I leave. And they, like, can't believe this, you know? But it's like, that's it. I don't do my hair, I just brush it, like, it just is such a time waster, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Just to do it all over again.
Exactly. Why not have a kind of a low-maintenance look that you don't have to spend a lot of time freshening up all the time?
Well, then, I don't know if you ever had these friends, the ones who wear makeup all the time, so much of it that when they don't wear makeup, they look weird.
You
know what I mean? Like, I had this friend who would just cake it on, and she was good at caking it on, right? She had this down, it would take her, like, an hour.
Yep.
But like, when she didn't wear it, it looked so weird. Like, her eyelashes looked small and her skin looked weird. And I think it was just because you got so used to this look that wasn't her. And, I mean, what do you do? Like, you have like a boyfriend, right? And then they're like nervous about the boyfriend seeing them without makeup, and it just seems unhealthy to me.
Oh my goodness, yeah. Yeah, that's I think when it starts to get to the point where it's really psychologically unhealthy is when the person is afraid to be seen without their makeup on and afraid that they won't be loved or something if they're seen in their natural state. And it's just like, I think if you're a healthy person and you've kind of worked on yourself and your emotional well-being, and then you want to take care of yourself, right? You want to be healthy from the inside out, and you want to eat well and exercise and get enough sleep. But painting your face is kind of the farthest thing from that.
Yeah, and I mean, I know people that really like it, and I don't begrudge them, whatever, you know.
Sure.
But I got to say, I'm definitely really proud of the fact that I don't wear makeup, and I feel really good about it. And
Julia.
Oh, thanks. You do too.
Thank you. This is awesome. The whole reason I brought this up is because
there was a point to this story.
It's because of the Christmas gifts. And I just remember one of the first bad Christmas gifts I received was a makeup kit.
I got one too.
One of my relatives.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was just like.
Was it the aunt?
Yeah, it actually was.
Me too.
This is the same one, though, that somehow when I was a kid, she found out that I was going to summer camp, and I was obese as a kid, and she made a comment to my parents like, oh, is it one of those fat camps or those weight loss camps?
Oh,
this is Childhood Trauma Talk Live, right?
Yeah.
And you can always call us, by the way, 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. But, you know, I think when people give young girls this makeup, not only is it kind of feeding into that cultural idea that the only great thing about women or girls is their looks, right? But it also... I don't know. It just kind of, to me, I was offended by it because it kind of assumed that I was like everybody else.
Yeah.
And that I was just, of course I would want makeup because every girl wants makeup.
If I don't wear makeup and you see me often enough to know that I don't wear makeup, isn't it pretty insulting to get me makeup as a gift? Because you're either saying I should wear makeup, like the fact that I don't isn't normal good, or that maybe I'd look better with makeup.
Yep.
I don't know if you've ever gotten that comment before, but every once in a while, I remember once there was this lady who like worked for Avon or something silly like that. Sold Avon and said she wanted to do a makeover because I would look so pretty with makeup, and it's like,
wow,
could you be more insulting?
Yeah,
like,
ouch. That's like when people give you like a workout video for Christmas or whatever.
Yeah.
You look so good if you did this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so we do have a call on the line that I'd like to take. Caller, who's this? You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, this is Al from Norway.
Hi, Al. What's on your mind tonight?
How's it going, Stephanie?
Great.
I see Julia's there.
You watching the cam at cam.freetalklive.com?
Hi.
me and my wife needed a coffee maker. And I got a coffee maker for Christmas. Now, as a man, I think that's all well and good, but should I be all freaked out and mad? Because I think if I had gave her a set of snow tires, I think she would have been upset.
Why do you think she would have been upset?
Oh, that's just it. I can get a family present and everything's cool, but if I would have given her a family present, I wouldn't have flew.
That doesn't seem reasonable.
You mean because
I'm not the only one that's going to use the coffee maker.
Well, I'm confused, Al. Is it because you think your wife wouldn't like snow tires because she wouldn't be the only one to use them, or because she would think it was, like, unromantic or something?
Most women don't think snow tires are romantic.
Well, sure, but
if you want to buy me a pair of set of snow tires, please do. I need some new ones.
All right. Thanks for the suggestion. I'll do that. Save me some money. All right. Thanks.
Thanks, Al. Is that all you had on your mind tonight?
Can you please send some butter?
Oh, there's a butter shortage in Norway.
For butter.
You know, I heard about this.
I don't know what the heck you were talking about.
I heard about this. Oh, Al, hold that thought. We're coming back with more. This is Free Talk Live. You can call us 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live, the Christmas edition.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Tonight on the live Christmas Day edition, and I'm your host, Stephanie.
And I'm Julia.
And we thank you so much for being here tonight. Are you looking for camping, hunting, or shooting gear? Well, ManVentureOutpost.com carries knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, and boating equipment. ManVentureOutpost.com is family-owned, and they are members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau. They have some prices that are so low that we can't even mention them on the air. Get an additional 5% off, though, with the coupon code FTL. And get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com. Definitely have heard good things about them. So if you get money or maybe gift cards for Christmas, Well, that might be a good place to spend it if you're into outdoors activities. I was almost going to say outdoorsmanship, but, you know, there's a lot of, like, male terms, and I think that anybody could enjoy being outside and doing things like hunting or camping, regardless of their gender. So I'm going to make it gender neutral. So, Julia, we had Al from Norway call in the last segment, and he, just to bring our listeners up to speed, I have my own radio show called Pork Therapy, and it's P-O-R-C, like a porcupine, therapy.com.
Mm-hmm.
And on Friday night's show, it's live on Friday nights, we were talking about basically a lot about food, and I read an article that said that there was a butter shortage in Norway.
Mm-hmm.
And now Al is from Norway. And this article was amazing. It was saying that, you know, they have these high import tariffs on dairy products.
Right.
And there was some kind of weather, like there was a rainy summer, and it damaged the feed that is normally fed to cows. And so milk production inside of Norway was down, and they had trouble importing other dairy products because there were these tariffs, and it was really expensive to do so. And so, you know, there was like reports of butter being sold at like 30 times its normal price or something, at least according to the article that I read. And Al said that he didn't hear about that from inside Norway, and he wasn't experiencing a butter shortage. So Al, we're glad that you have butter.
Yes.
But it is, if it's true, it is a great example of how government gets in the middle of our food, you know, and it makes certain foods more expensive, and it subsidizes other foods, especially things like corn and
right.
and soy and wheat,
mm-hmm.
right? And corn, I mean, the subsidization of corn is a really big one because it's led to the creation of things like high fructose
right.
corn syrup and corn oil,
yeah.
which is full of these inflammatory fatty acids and omega-6s and stuff. And so, you know, one could argue that the subsidization of corn, well, maybe it might have been a good idea when people were really starving and had nothing to eat. I still don't think the government should have subsidized
yeah.
it, but maybe it benefited some people along the way. But it definitely led to these perversions of like natural food, which are
yeah.
I've spent many sleepless nights puzzling over how you could get oil out of a corn.
Yeah. I can't say that I've spent many sleepless nights puzzling over it, but it is interesting.
That was a little bit of an exaggeration.
I do, because I really love nutrition, too.
Yeah.
And I do, when I walk through the grocery store, like all of the items that are like on sale and on display, it's all junk food.
Yeah.
It's like 90% of what they sell in the grocery store is junk food.
Yeah.
And it's really hard. I mean, you really have to practice at it and train yourself like how to grocery shop in a different way.
Yeah, they
it's
certainly
very
don't.
Challenging because of all of the corn syrup.
Yeah, they certainly don't teach you that in government school.
No,
and it's even more difficult if you're a person who, you know, of little means, right? Like if you don't have very much money,
mm-hmm.
Maybe a college student or something like that, or someone who just doesn't make a lot. It can be expensive to buy the whole foods that are
yeah.
really nutritious. So, yeah, I can see that there's a big problem there. I certainly don't think the answer is to, like, tax certain foods or something like that.
No.
Also had seen something recently that said Denmark was taxing foods with over 2% saturated fat, which seems crazy to me.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not going to change anyone's
behavior.
Well,
that's like the soda tax that they talk about here.
Yeah, they have.
I've read
yeah.
tons of articles. I'm not sure if it's actually gone through anywhere, but they always talk about like a candy tax or a soda tax, like that's going to make people healthier or something.
Yeah. Well, I mean, as far as I know, you're right, Julia, it hasn't gone through in any major cities or anything like that, but it's definitely been talked about, and there are kind of these microcosms where candy and soda are banned, which are government schools in
yeah.
some places. And what it results in is, number one, the kids don't lose weight. They find alternatives like, you know, sugary apple juice or the crappy school lunches that, you know, pizza is considered a vegetable.
I read that article. That was really amusing.
Oh, it is amusing, but it's also so sad for those
it's
kids.
It's sad.
You know?
It's sad for the kids. Of course, I don't believe that the government schools should exist in the first place,
sure.
and then we wouldn't have this issue.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think it's appropriate for the government to have any say whatsoever in what kids eat. I think it's up to parents.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I think that the government has has, first of all, they've constructed their food pyramid based on what industries pay them the most.
Oh, yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's what they teach people. So it's like everybody has this skewed view of what we're actually supposed to eat and what's healthy.
Yeah.
It's just everything's so messed up.
Absolutely.
It hurts my brain
really
sometimes
agree.
To think about it.
Yeah, I have the same experience. So, you know, we started off the show talking about Christmas, and, you know, in the last segment before we had this call about the butter shortage, we were talking about, like, bad Christmas gifts that we received, and still want to hear stories from our listeners about those at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. But, you know, Julia, we had this article that we were discussing a little earlier called, what is it, Just Say No
Just
to Christmas?
Just Say No to Christmas.
Let's get into that.
Which just warms my heart. So, this is from USA Today. And it starts...
Big paper?
Yes, I know. That also warms my heart. It's not some little online journal. I mean, USA Today is a big newspaper.
Yeah.
Susan Lee, a divorced mother of three in New York City, is taking a drastic step this year. No Christmas for me, she says. No gifts, no turkey, no tree, no kidding. Lee, 41, a marketing consultant, says she needs a break from the stress and the spending that are integral parts of the holiday. Her kids will celebrate...
Stress, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, my God. I know you've talked about this on the show before, Julia, because I've heard it, and I thought it was really important to bring that up, is that around the holidays, I believe there is a peak in depression and suicidality and also debt, like people who spend so much money to buy these Christmas presents that they feel so obligated to get for their families, and it ends up just hurting them, and it stresses them out, and they're spending all this extra time getting and wrapping the presents, and
it's actually
not fun.
It's interesting for me because I haven't celebrated Christmas for like 6 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And when I hear people talk, like at work and just regular people talking about Christmas and, oh my God, I got to go shopping. I haven't gotten all my gifts yet. And all these normal Christmas, like my Christmas is just normal. It's it's almost relaxing for me. Like Christmas morning, I wake up and I got nothing to do today. Like I can do whatever I want. Yeah, it's a very liberating feeling. I absolutely love it. I couldn't be happier not celebrating Christmas. But it says here that her kids will celebrate a traditional Christmas with their dad, but she's ignoring all the rituals. I started dreading Christmas from the time the decorations go up in the stores. It stopped being fun for me, so I'll find out this year if I can do without it altogether. I think it will be a relief. It already is.
Wow. Interesting stuff. If you want to tell us how you eschewed Christmas and got relief, 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? Do you feel tired, out of shape? Is your romantic life suffering? It's not your fault. You may have reduced testosterone, but now, for the first time ever, you can boost testosterone levels safely and naturally to feel more like you did 20 years ago. Introducing Ageless Male, a breakthrough supplement clinically proven to increase testosterone levels by 61% and within a healthy, normal range. Today, you can try it risk-free. So if you'd like to experience what healthy testosterone levels can feel like, more energy, better mood and focus, and more romance when you want it, you really need to give Ageless Male a try. Supplies for this risk-free offer are limited, so don't wait. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family. peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, FoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the Christmas edition. We are live here on Sunday evening, and I'm your host, Stephanie.
And I'm Julia.
And we thank you for joining us. Very nice to be here. And Julia, thanks again for coming in with me.
This is, I love the Christmas show.
This is a fun way to spend Christmas.
Yes,
I have
it
to
is.
Say. So you can always call us and bring up whatever's on your mind. It's a show where you're welcome to call in with your thoughts and share them with us at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Meantime, we were discussing in the last segment, Julia, an article called Just Say No to Christmas.
Yes.
And I think this is very interesting. I think I mentioned earlier during the show that I've heard anecdotally a lot of people this year just saying, oh, you know, screw it. I'm not going to participate in Christmas this year.
Yeah.
It's just gotten too stressful. It's gotten too focused on these obligation gifts, right? And it's not fun anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's drifted so far from the original purpose, which, as we said at the beginning of the show, is to, you know, enjoy time with the ones that you want to spend time with and
yeah.
give gifts because you like sharing joy, right?
Well, I think that Black Friday is a perfect example of what has become of Christmas.
Yeah.
Because last night I was by myself and I was bored and I thought a movie to fall asleep would be nice and I was just looking at the instant list. And I picked Miracle on 34th Street, which is a cheesy Christmas movie, and I'm not a Christmas person, but I, you know, whatever, that little girl's cute, so,
yep.
you know. So, one of the first things I noticed was that when they opened the doors at the Macy's, it had a different name, but essentially the Macy's in downtown New York, when they opened the doors the day after Thanksgiving, it was 9 a.m.,
Mm-hmm.
And this is a movie that takes place a while ago. I'm not sure what the decade was.
So compare that to today.
Right. Today, this year, they opened the doors of Walmart at midnight.
Yeah.
You know, and
there was fighting. And
every year you hear about that now. But yeah. I think that that's just a good example of how, like, it's all about the presents. And people are so starved for cash because they have to buy all these presents. They got to get the deals. So they got to get there at, you know what I mean, midnight,
yeah.
midnight so I can get the TV for $50 off. And
they're exchanging their free time.
It's an interesting little thing that I noticed, like 9 a.m.
Yeah.
Like, what store opens at 9 a.m. on Black Friday today?
That is interesting, yeah.
So.
That's very interesting. Wow. Yeah, oh man, there is just so much pressure. And you know, the people who go into debt to pay for their Christmas
it's
gifts,
so
too.
So sad.
Yeah, I know. I mean, There was a story this year about an anonymous donor paying off the Kmart layaway accounts of people.
Oh.
And that's nice, yeah. I mean, I think that wasn't really, like, kind of gifts that people might not use all the time, but this was stuff that they needed for, like, everyday life.
Yeah.
You know, like, they had kids, and they needed to buy them winter jackets and things like that. And, you know, layaway is different than credit, of course, because you have to pay off the whole thing before you can take the item home, usually, right? So this was not like, oh, I'm just going to buy it on my credit card because I want it now and I can't really afford it. This was like, well, I need this thing and I can't afford the whole thing, but I'm going to pay what I can and try to get it. So that kind of warmed my heart.
That's nice.
It's very different than, I think, the typical. I've read statistics, and I'm going to try to research this a little bit better so I can have a real number for you all, but I've read statistics that the average American household has something like, I don't know, $34,000 in debt or $40,000 in debt at any time.
I would be surprised, too, if that included, like, a mortgage.
Yeah.
You know, I would think that would just be cars and credit cards and maybe, I mean, that's...
And, of course, it doesn't include the debt that the government basically steals from the unborn.
Yeah.
You know, that they spend the money that they don't have and then they... expect the future generations to pay it off in the taxes, right?
Mm-hmm.
And most of the taxes actually go to pay the interest on the national debt, as I understand it. And then, of course, they also pay it down by inflation, right? Which is a very insidious tax that we all have to pay because the value of our money is going down. And they're printing more money in the government. And it goes to, of course, the politically connected industries first. You know, like the banks and the stockbrokers and also government contractors, the military-industrial complex. Those are the ones that see the money that has just recently been printed that hasn't had a chance to kind of filter through the economy yet and decrease the value of everything. So they see those new dollars that have a higher value. And then by the time they percolate into the rest of the economy, they're diluting the rest of the cash. And so they by the time they get to most people, they're worth less.
Yeah, it's a very nice thing that they do for us.
Oh, yeah, very nice.
Yes.
Being sarcastic, right?
Yes. Oh, yes.
So I've got some interesting stuff that I want to talk about coming up next, including the elf on the shelf. You ever heard of this, Julia?
You were telling me about it earlier, but I had not heard about it since.
He knows when beforehand. You've been bad or good, and he's going to snitch on you to Santa. And also the racist elves in... in some country, where was this? The racist elves in what country is Dutch? I don't know. I'm so ignorant about this.
I know, it's sad, isn't it?
I'm looking at this article. It says the Dutch Father Christmas, but we'll figure that all out
isn't
after
that
we.
Switzerland?
No,
I know it's in that general area. That's what I know. I mean, that's sad, but I went to government schools and we learned about America.
Yeah.
I know the states. I know the capitals.
I'm getting the inkling that it's Holland.
Holland, yeah. That sounds. I know it's in that area. Like, I can picture it on a map, but I don't. Sorry.
Even our board up didn't guess Holland, so I think we're okay and clear. And I do want to get to Sydney's call. Sydney's listening in Montreal, and we'd like to talk about skipping Christmas. Sydney, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Nice to hear from you, Sydney. What's on your mind tonight?
Hello, Stephanie and Julia and mystery person in the studio that I can see on cam.freetalklive.com.
Oh, yes.
You were talking about skipping Christmas, and I wanted to mention this is basically the third Christmas that I've skipped.
Wow.
And basically, the reason I skipped the first one was because I had made the mistake of going into debt the previous year to pay for all sorts of Christmas presents. And then I realized, I have a large family and I just can't do this every year or else I'm never going to see the end of it. And by the time I'm 50, I'll still be paying for this year's Christmas presents or whatever.
Sure.
So I thought that it was a very interesting conversation. And also something for me, I sang in a choir for about 20 years.
Oh.
And there was also a time where I worked in a store that sells board games. And I'll tell you, doing both of those things at the same time during the holidays, for me, that crushed my Christmas spirit. That was like
Was there a lot of Christmas music in both of those scenarios?
Christmas music in the shopping mall and Christmas music on the weekends at the church, all that stuff. And let's just say it was very easy for me to not be really into it because I was oversaturated with it for like 3 or 4 years, and it was just brutal. It probably killed my Christmas spirit.
Yeah, I think Christmas music is sort of like the number one thing that people cite that they dislike about the Christmas season. Yeah.
Absolutely.
What a story. So Sydney, do you feel like you kind of, maybe this is a leading question, but do you feel like you got more personal freedom from deciding consciously to skip out on Christmas and not participate?
I think it's a chicken and egg situation. I think that the decision to skip Christmas was an effect of having gained more personal freedom and saying, you know what, I'm taking a stand. I'm still paying for last year's gifts, and I can't do this every year. Like the only exception was last year when I decided I wanted to get two of my godchildren. I wanted to give them a present because you know, I really appreciate those people, and I wanted to let them know. So I basically asked them what stores they'd like a gift certificate from. And even then, I didn't end up giving it to them before this summer. So it was pretty... you know,
so it wasn't during the Christmas season.
Exactly. Like, I told them that I wanted to do this during the Christmas season, but one thing led to another, and
you don't need a Christmas as your excuse. And Sydney, I thank you so much for the call, and happy holidays to you. This is Free Talk Live, live Christmas edition. There's more coming up. Racist elves when we return.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
You've been hearing about the new digital currency known as Bitcoin. Yet obtaining them has been tricky until now. Crypto Exchange is the fastest and safest way to buy and sell bitcoins from anywhere in the world. We also offer a complete bullion store, so you can now buy gold and silver privately with Bitcoin. With 24-hour customer service and the most secure systems available, Crypto Exchange is here to get you started with the new Bitcoin currency. I invite you to check us out at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. That's bitcoin.freetalklive.com. See you there.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000, but the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for Aromatic Liquid extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. This is Stephanie
and Julia.
And you are listening to the live Christmas Day edition of Free Talk Live. There are not too many other radio shows out there in Radio Land who are doing this for you, not only on Sunday, but on a holiday Sunday. And that is just how hard we work for you, listeners. And also, we aren't really huge fans of, you know, tradition for tradition's sake. Or just.
I like the idea of creating your own traditions.
Yeah.
But I don't understand just doing something because it's what you've always done or what people think you should do.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I think a good reason to do things is because it makes you happy and it brings you joy, right? Like giving gifts or, I don't know, having a dinner party with your friends or on a certain day or whatever. One thing that I don't think... I'm sorry. Never mind. I lost my train of thought. I did want to get into this article, though, Julia. This was actually sent to us by Luther, who is sometimes a co-host of Free Talk Live, and he happens to be your brother.
Yes. Right?
And he told us about this, and this is just unbelievable. I had no idea that this was going on or that there were still people in the world who believed this way. But this is an article from the telegraph.co.uk, and the headline is, "Dutch Father Christmas's Blacked Up Helpers Banned for Being Racist." And then it says, "Sinterklaas, the Dutch version of Father Christmas," or I guess that would be Santa, right? "And his blacked up," they call it blacked up helpers. And they're in Dutch, they're called Zwarte Pieten or Black Peters, are banned in Suriname for being racist. Now, I'm looking at this picture, and it's showing a Santa Claus-like figure, but with a papal-looking hat. It has like a pointy hat. And it's dressed almost like a cross between Santa Claus and the Pope. And it has this large golden staff. And right next to it, there is what appears to be like their version of an elf or something. But it's in blackface. And that is like this old, you know, they used to have actors who would put makeup on. And it was like a caricature of a black person. And so this picture in this article depicts one of those, and it has like, you know, it has a, you know, brown makeup and like big red lips on its face. And it's,
the picture is not, it's pretty offensive.
It's very offensive. Yeah. I mean, I'm kind of shocked even just looking at it that these things are still going on in the world. So let me get into this. It's by Bruno Waterfield, by the way, reporting. "The Dutch Father Christmas, who is white, brings presents for children accompanied by three or more servants who traditionally wear pageboy uniforms, black makeup, curly wigs, and large painted-on red lips. The parliament in the former Dutch Latin American colony is demanding that the ban because the tradition is regarded as portraying a racist master-servant relationship, which serves as a bad example for Surinamese children." And yeah, I hadn't even actually thought of that aspect, like Santa's the master and the black elf is the servant or something like that.
Yeah.
But it's even another layer of a, you know, wrong on top of the wrong sandwich or whatever, you know. It's wow. The former president of Suriname is angry that after being suppressed by a previous nationalist and authoritarian government 30 years ago, a Sinterklaas festival is now celebrated on Independence Square in the country's capital, which I guess features these characters of the Santa and the black elf. In recent years, we have seen the imposition on our community of Sinterklaas and his black Peters, he said. I see this development, and it is not just me, as a provocation of the black part of the Surinamese population. And I don't really know too much about the politics in that region of the world, but I could certainly see why someone wouldn't like that.
Yeah.
Wouldn't like that portrayal, yeah. Especially if there is this kind of racial tension in that country, and, oh, it doesn't seem like a good idea.
No.
So when you think, when you think it's bad in this country with, Ron Paul being accused of these racist newsletters, and I know you talked about that earlier in the week, right, Julia?
Yeah.
And we actually had a caller mention that tonight, you know, that Ron Paul is a mostly pro-liberty on most issues, candidate for president in the U.S., and but he has this thing in his past where apparently one of his campaign staffers wrote these newsletters to some supporters, and apparently they were trying to pander to some white, you know, separatists or white racists or something, and they had some language in the newsletters that was very inflammatory and said some negative things about blacks, which I really don't like. A lot of people have tried to apologize for Ron Paul, say, oh, well, it wasn't him, it was one of his staffers, and that may be true, but at the same time, I would really feel more comfortable to hear Ron Paul really come out and thoroughly denounce racism and say why he, you know, why he supports everyone regardless of their color,
you know,
being able to keep what they earn and being able to be free and not fear the government and that they're going to put them in jail or do, you know, horrible things and detain them and things like that. And his policies, for the most part, that he believes in, I think, are anti-racist.
Yeah.
And are geared towards having everybody be able to empower themselves and start their own businesses and not have to pay for wars around the world. So I like that aspect, but I really would like to hear a very explicit answer to that question of no, a resounding no. I denounce racism. Absolutely. People are equal no matter what color they are.
Right.
Yeah. So I think he could do better on that. But, you know, it's an interesting issue. If you have thoughts on it, you can always call us at 855-450-FREE. So that was it about the racist elves in what we now know as Holland. We figured out Dutches in Holland. But, you know, there was another story I wanted to talk about, Julia, and that is about the elf on the shelf. Have you ever heard of this?
I heard about it earlier today first time.
Right. That
previously,
that.
No.
So the elf on the shelf is a toy that parents will buy for their kids, and the myth, and this is from elfontheshelf.com, it says, have you ever wondered how Santa knows who is naughty and who is nice? The elf on the shelf, a Christmas tradition, is the very special tool that helps Santa know who to put on the naughty and nice list. This interactive holiday hide-and-seek tradition is perfect for children and families of all ages. Now, I think this is super creepy. What it is this little toy elf that parents are supposed to tell their children is like a scout for Santa. And it watches you, and you're supposed to move it around the house and put it in a different room in the house every day so the kid knows that the elf is watching it and has to be good, because they say that the elf, the myth that you're supposed to tell your kids is that the elf flies back to the North Pole and reports and snitches on you to Santa and tells Santa whether you're good or bad.
I find it slightly disturbing that, because I hear this often, like in the grocery store and just whenever I see like parents with kids.
Yeah.
They say, well, be good or Santa won't come. And I find it creepy that parents like use this excuse to basically bribe their children into being good for 2 months.
Yeah, I really see the whole Santa myth as very much fitting in the reward and punishment paradigm, where people essentially treat their children like pets, and they're like, well, if you're good, you'll get a bribe, essentially, and if you're bad, you'll be punished, you know? And the Santa myth really fits in with that, because it's the idea is if you're nice or good, you'll get what toys you want, and if you're bad or, I don't know, mean or naughty, right, then you'll get a lump of coal. And nobody wants to get a lump of coal. And, you know, Mark last week was telling me this story on the air about how he did an experiment when he was a kid. And he wrote a letter to Santa Claus with what toy he wanted to get and didn't tell his parents because he was wondering if Santa was his parents, right? And so he did this experiment and he didn't get the toy that he wanted. And I was really worried that when he did that, maybe he would think that he had been bad.
You know?
And I think that, that can really mess with kids. Like, you know, if you tell a kid that they're bad or they're going to hell, maybe, it seems to be really, like, kind of a worse version of the whole you're going to get coal if you're bad.
Yeah.
You know? It's the same idea,
I
right?
I mean, they sort of imply that Santa Claus is so magical that basically as long as you're good, you can have anything you want.
Yeah.
I don't think that's a valuable lesson either, that you just can get whatever you want.
Sure.
I mean...
yeah, I agree with you.
It just... like, there are limitations, and children need... And especially, I mean, it's such a children's myth, and it's... I lost my train of thought. I'm sorry.
Well, what do you think about the idea... I mean, we're coming up on the end of the second hour here on Free Talk Live, but what do you think about the idea of telling children the Santa myth to begin with?
I am on the fence, because naturally I want to say I don't agree with it. I don't really think that it's appropriate, but I don't have kids, and I always get the response, well, if you don't have kids, you don't understand how magical it is for them.
Well, there's a counter to that.
Yes, I know.
And that is that you were a kid at one point, and so was I. And, you know, it's not like we should not have an opinion just because we
don't
have children, so... More coming up on Free Talk Live. We're going to talk more about Ron Paul. We got some calls.
DigEdPress.com is your home for illustrated science fiction and adventure. Escape from Terra, Volume 2, continues the bold adventures of intrepid space pioneers as they find wealth, freedom, and a giant Elvis in an interplanetary space. Venus Crumb is where swashbuckle meets steampunk in this offbeat space pirate saga written by L. Neil Smith and illustrated by Scott Beezer. Both books are $14.95 each and available now at DigEdPress.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kid Essentials Nutritionally Complete Drink, providing your picky eater with essential nutrition and great taste in one drink. Visit us at kidessentials.com. To make sure your kids eat healthy, follow the 5-a-day plan. Serve 3 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of fruit daily. Remember, a serving could just mean a piece of fruit or a half cup of veggies. If your kids are picky eaters, ask a nutritionist about other sources. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.